Hi, this is George. I've been in the business a couple of decades. I've tried many different lead sources, from buying leads to sending out mailers. I haven't done the seminar thing, but I've looked into it. But quite frankly, I don't feel like spending $5,000 for wedding-style invitations and renting out a room, paying for a bunch of plate lickers to show up and not being guaranteed leads, whereas if I spend $5,000 with Scott and Brian, I know I'm going to get 40 leads. Now, so far, I've gotten about 22 leads roughly. From that, I've gathered $950,000 in assets from one client. There are two other strong leads that have well over $1 million. Whether I get them or not, we'll see, but they're definitely legitimate leads. I have a third one in that ballpark, but he's unlikely to. He's a nice guy, but I'm unlikely to close him. Down the list, there's a $300,000 lead that's legitimate. There's a couple $100,000 leads that are legitimate. And there's some $50,000 leads and lower, which I don't want, you know, but I don't pursue them because I don't want $50,000 accounts. So out of the 20, 22 leads that I've gotten, there are only a couple that never answered the phone. Now, what I do initially is I call them right away. I don't send out anything until I call them. I call them first, hopefully get them on the phone, narrow down what they're interested in, and then send them something via FedEx Ground, actually, so it stands out and it's reasonably priced. Send them something about me, my firm, and a product or two, an illustration, whatever. If I can't reach them on the phone after repeated tries, then I'll send the same thing and then try to reach them, and that helps because now it legitimizes me a bit in their eyes, and then they're more likely to answer the phone. So compared to what I've done in the past, for lack of a better phrase, everything I've done in the past has sucked, and it's just a degree of how much it sucked. The lead companies, I found everyone to be illegitimate, okay? They send me leads that people don't even know they're requesting financial information. They're entering a Tyra Banks contest, which I still don't know what a Tyra Banks contest is, but I used to hear that. Coupons, talking to 25-year-olds, nothing against 25-year-olds, but they tend to not have any money. And they tell me flat out, they go, I don't have any money. I thought I was getting a coupon for lunch or something, you know. I forgot what they're called, the affiliate marketing, whatever. So they agree to one thing, and they're actually agreeing to getting financial info as well without even realizing it. What else? I've tried some mailings through what seems to be a legitimate company, but I spent like $800, $900, and I got nothing, I think, on the first one. And then they felt so bad for me that they sent out another one, a half a mailing size for free, the second time around. And I ended up with two lame leads. I could have called these people out of a phone book and gotten the same quality. So I spent $800-$900 with Scott. If I spent $800-$900, I can get roughly, seven, something like that, leads. So I know I'm getting leads. The mailer, I forget if I mentioned the $5,000 for the plate lickers and all that, the seminars, that's 40 leads. I know I'm going to get 40 leads if I spend that with Scott. If I put on a seminar or wedding sale invitations, I don't know what I'm going to get. I've had people call on my behalf in the past. They've come up with nothing. Actually, they did come up with something. They come up with terrible leads. They weren't even leads. They were jokes. So Scott's ethical. I'm surprised there aren't more ethical people in the business because there's such a demand for this. But Scott and Brian are ethical. They're responsive. They're totally legit. I think this program is great. That's it. See ya.